This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, but we also bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting. We're going to continue more of the coverage from the breaking news yesterday that we talked about to some extent here on Free Talk Live with the WikiLeaks. They're part one of what is going to be apparently quite a lengthy treasure trove of documents from the CIA. We talked about the 8,000 plus, I think it was like 8,700 or so plus documents and files that have been released.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, that's a lot. And so we talked about it last night, and this is just part one. I think I saw a tweet from WikiLeaks today. It was a picture of a tweet, so I didn't go to verify that it was true. We'll have to do that here in a moment. But that said that 1%, that what they've released is 1% of what they have to release.
Cool. Keep them coming.
So this is already this 1%, this first part one of the WikiLeaks dump, is already bigger than the first 3 years' worth of Edward Snowden revelations.
And just real quick for people that might not have heard anything over the last 24 hours, what's in this stuff?
Are you asking me?
You were the one on the show last night. You were the one discussing it.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to summarize it. Well, obviously, we don't know everything about what's in the 8,000-plus pages and files at this point, but so far, what we've learned is that the CIA has been developing their own set of hacking tools over the years. Those tools, so very similar to what you might have heard about with the NSA and their abilities to hack into your computer systems and phones.
I'd say it's actually a little worse. From what I've heard, it's much worse than what the NSA was doing.
Well, hasn't the CIA been around for a lot longer, so they're a little better at it? They're a little better at all this bad stuff governments like to do?
Could be. And remember, Snowden was 4 years ago almost at this point.
Right.
So, I mean, these may be even newer revelations talking about getting access to not only your smartphone and computer, but also Samsung smart televisions, activating the microphones on those televisions as well as other devices.
Right. So there was a mode called Fake Off.
Yeah.
To where you would think that the television was off,
but
no, it turned into basically the telescreen from 1984.
Right.
To where it could listen to you. And they also said, or rather I heard somebody speculate, that they believe that the Amazon Echoes and the Homes may have also had this same mode.
Obvious, right?
Well, even OnStar with the GM cars, there was reports years ago that, you know, guys working in OnStar in limousines and stuff were blackmailing, like, politicians and whatnot, you know, because they were listening to the conversations they were having with prostitutes or whoever, and you know.
Speaking of cars,
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Something that was revealed was that the CIA could hack into smart cars and
kill you,
then
basically
assassinate you to where it looked like you had a car accident.
Right.
And Alex Jones has been talking about this stuff for years.
Yeah.
I mean, like 10 years ago, he was talking about the TV spying on you.
It's pretty scary stuff, and, you know,
and
we're just scratching the surface.
The scariest.
And they leaked out these hacking tools that they have had that was, you know, supposedly developed by or for them specifically. They've leaked. They're on the internet now. So anybody who's got the connections, other governments, hackers, whoever, they can get their hands on the very same tools that the CIA was using. They basically have weapons, these sort of hacking weapons, if you will,
right,
that are now just out there in the wild.
And then the scariest stuff is that, you know, we try to use stuff that's, you know, somewhat secure for various communications. The scariest thing is that apparently the CIA had a tool to where they could actually get the info before it went through the encrypted messaging app.
Oh, yeah.
So Signal, Telegram, other things that have end-to-end or claim to have end-to-end encryption.
Not so
the CIA was able to bypass that. So, like, once you hit send, it was encrypted, but the CIA apparently could get that before it got encrypted.
That's right.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that, you know, if you want them, the ultimate security, you know, as far as digital security is concerned, PGP is the way to go. But even then, if your system is compromised at the lowest level, or the system is compromised at a level that would allow an attacker or an observer to see what you're typing before you encrypt with PGP or before you hit send on Signal, you're done for. And beyond that, you always have to remember, and I, you know, I'm just going to reiterate this because you always have new people listening. Even if you did have a perfect security system, the human element is always imperfect. So there's always a chance that the person you're sending to left their phone on the back of a toilet seat and they don't have a passcode on it. You know, somebody else could pick that up and then read all your conversations. If you're in a group chat, there's a chance that you've got an infiltrator in the group chat. So you should always operate as though you are being observed. In my opinion.
And that sort of leads into something that FBI Director James Comey said earlier today at a cybersecurity conference hosted by Boston College. He did not discuss his part in the Clinton email scandal, the firestorm over the Russian dossier, President Trump's alarming wiretapping allegations, or unprecedented Russian meddling supposedly in the presidential election. Instead, he stuck to that other national controversy in which he maintains a starring role, encryption. Comey said, "There's no such thing as absolute privacy in America. That's the bargain. We made that bargain over two centuries ago to achieve two goals. To achieve the very, very important goal of privacy and to achieve the important goal of security. Widespread default encryption changes that bargain. In my view, it shatters the bargain."
I wasn't a part of any bargain.
Yeah, what bargain is he talking about?
The hell if I know.
And
I'm just reading the quote that BuzzFeed has in their article.
Yeah, and what kind of weird doublespeak is that? I mean, he in one breath said something about privacy, securing privacy, and then in the next breath said something about you know, safety, or what was it?
Security.
Security.
The very, very important goal of privacy and the important goal of security.
Meaning that
widespread default encryption changes that bargain. It shatters the bargain.
So is there a bargain between security and freedom? Is that what he's saying?
It's very confusing. I'm not sure what he's getting
kind
at.
Kind of sounds like what he's saying. But, you know, this sort of brings up something that is at least in the New Hampshire Constitution. Now, they don't really follow it, they being the government. But it does say that, you know, when men enter into society, they surrender certain rights in exchange for protection.
Mm-hmm.
Absent that protection, the surrender of rights is void.
That's right.
Which seems to me that, you know, they shattered the bargain a long time ago by not actually protecting anybody and not actually having to protect anybody.
I actually claim I'm not a part of society. In fact, that's what I told the cops the last time I talked to them.
How'd that go?
Oh, they're like, "Well, yeah, we don't care, you know, whatever." And he gave me a ticket. So, because I'm not a part of your society. That's what I told them.
Yeah, I've told that too.
You're here in my presence, so therefore you are guilty. The article continues. Comey's remarks come just a day after WikiLeaks published about 9,000 documents and files that it claims came from the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence and allegedly detail agency programs to hack into phones, laptops, and smart TVs.
Apparently the CIA has not denied any of this yet. So,
of course not.
Yeah. So it's legit. I mean, it's definitely legit.
To support his argument that ubiquitous default encryption is limiting the FBI's lawful surveillance powers, Director Comey said the agency received 2,800 devices for which it had lawful authority to access in the final 3 months of last year. The FBI was not able to open 1,200 of those devices, about 43%. Comey said the devices were linked to an array of criminal cases as well as counterintelligence and terrorism investigations and could not be accessed using any techniques available to the FBI.
That's interesting that they're giving that information out.
Although he did not explain how the inability to access those devices impacted any investigation.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, so you got maybe some more from Comey, but there's also somebody else weighing in. Michael Hayden. Remember that guy?
Nope.
We'll tell what he had to say coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. free here and join us. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Also, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. It is something you can get for half off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. What is it? Well, it's a great pillow. I've been using it since early 2016. And I've really enjoyed it. If I didn't like it, I would have stopped using it right away.
You know, about half of the sentences you just said sounded like they could have come from Donald Trump. I want to tell you about my pillow. It's a great pillow. I've been using the pillow for a long time.
It's huge. Actually, no, it's not really that huge. It's a good pillow. And,
it's a good pillow.
Yeah, and you can go and get yours over at MyPillow.com. It's actually washable, and you can put it in the dryer as well as your washing machine. It's designed for that, and you get it at half off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And if you don't like it within the first 60 days, you can send it back and get your purchase price refunded to you. Plus, if you decide to keep it, then you can know that MyPillow stands behind their product with a 10-year warranty. It's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL over at MyPillow.com for half off of one or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com with code FTL. As we continue here, we're talking about the WikiLeaks latest shocking release, Vault 7 Part 1, what they're calling Year Zero, which is being, I'm sure, dissected as we speak by people all across the internet.
Yes.
And we'll learn more about it as time goes on. As we learn more, we'll bring it to you. If you've learned something that we don't know yet, you can call in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. Is there more you want to highlight from James
there
Comey?
Is.
Then we'll get to your calls and
thoughts.
And
I learned that James Comey apparently knows words, but he does not know what the words mean because he just sort of puts them in an order that make no sense.
All right.
He disputed claims that he's advocating for weaker encryption or so-called encryption backdoors, insisting to the contrary that firms can retain access to a person's communication while also providing strong encryption. Quote, here's the deal, though. It's not the FBI's job to tell the American people how to live. I agree with that. It's not the FBI's job to tell people how to live.
So stop doing it.
He then said it's also not the job of tech companies to tell the American people how to live. Comey on Wednesday said the metadata is generally too limited to prove guilt in criminal cases and that building FBI hacking tools would be overly expensive and impractical for broader use. He acknowledged that Americans enjoy a reasonable expectation of privacy in their homes, cars, and devices, but added that with good reason and a court's permission, law enforcement should be allowed to invade those private spaces.
He is a big baby, isn't he?
Quote.
Crying about this. He doesn't like that they can't get into half the phones that they've confiscated.
Quote. The advent of default ubiquitous strong encryption is making more and more of the room in which the FBI investigates dark. According to Comey, sophisticated criminals, nation states, and spies have had access to encryption technology for decades, limiting the FBI's ability to monitor their actions. The problem, according to Comey, is that the agency now faces, since the disclosures of Edward Snowden, is encryption tools are now widely available, eclipsing a much larger portion of the criminal world from the FBI's view.
All the more reason to get rid of the FBI. I really liked Ron Paul's platform.
Did he want to get rid of them?
Oh, yeah. It was one of his, like, top 10.
Nice.
Something.
Yeah. Is there more?
A little bit more here. Over the weekend, Comey asked officials at the DOJ to publicly reject Donald Trump's claims that Obama ordered his phones wiretapped at Trump Tower, but the FBI director did not address Trump's allegations. And then it talks about
Trump
making that allegation. Comey said,
"Oh, that's
you're stuck with me for another 6.5 years, and so I'd love to be invited back." Comey had been invited by the House Judiciary Committee to speak as a witness during the first public hearing on Russian interference in the presidential election.
And as we discovered last night from the WikiLeaks documents, they also found evidence that the CIA had fingerprints of other countries, so they could make it appear as though the Russians, perhaps, had conducted a hacking job. So they had all the, you know, the essentially they can lay in fake evidence into whatever hacks that they're
and
running.
Now, well, one of the things that I find interesting is that, was it the DOJ that issued that report on, you know, Russian involvement in the election? And one of the things that they alleged was, because RT hosted a debate involving libertarian presidential candidates, that shows that they interfered in the election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything to start a war or just point a finger at the other guy.
Right, but it may have been the CIA the entire time.
Yeah, well, they're propagators of great misinformation.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. By the way, I did find the WikiLeaks tweet that I said I saw a picture of earlier. I'm now actually on their Twitter, twitter.com/WikiLeaks. Let's see, they posted 10 hours ago, WikiLeaks has released less than 1% of its Vault 7 series in its Part 1 publication yesterday, Year Zero. So we are just barely getting started on this. And I bet you what they're going to do here is just like what Edward Snowden did, where he held back information, released little bits of it, and then the government denied, or the government made excuse after excuse, and then they found out that the government was lying when Snowden released more.
Technically, it wasn't Snowden making those releases. He gave everything to the journalist when he was in Hong Kong, and it was the journalist who were making those releases when
they made
the releases. I wonder
if Snowden recommended the order of operations, however. Like, yeah,
according
you should do this
first. According to the movie Snowden, he told them, it's up to you what you release when.
Right. Well, anyway, maybe the WikiLeaks is going to be doing that.
Seeing that Snowden was actually in part of the movie, I'm guessing they were true to the facts.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, maybe what's going to happen here is something similar, where WikiLeaks has all kinds of fun stuff up their sleeve, and when the government starts lying to cover this up or lying to make excuses or whatever, then they'll just release more proof that they're lying and so on and so forth. So, yeah. And the other thing that they found out was that, indeed, after the NSA had lied and the Obama administration had said after the NSA releases from Snowden, oh, yeah, we're going to be good about this now. We're going to let you know if we're going to be doing anything like this in the future. Well, they lied about that too.
Right.
So they found that out in these documents.
But they passed the USA Freedom Act that says that they can't spy on anybody anymore, but they're still spying on everybody all the time.
Let's talk to Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the LRN app. Go ahead, Dodger.
Yes. I just wanted to say right quick, when people talk about like the security versus freedom thing. There's something one of our forefathers said, Benjamin Franklin to be exact, and his exact words were, any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both.
Certainly true. Dodger, thanks for your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Michael Hayden. You said you didn't recognize the name, Daryl. You might recognize his ugly face. He's the guy who was commenting on behalf of the NSA after the Snowden leaks, and he's got something to say about this one. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, want to let you know about HostGator. If you want to get a website online, maybe for the first time, or maybe you already have a site and you want to move to a new host, well, HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. And they've got a special offer just for you as a Free Talk Live listener. You get 50% off, 50%. Percent off by going to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. It's also, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating at HostGator, so you don't have to worry about outages. Go learn more and get signed up over at hostgator.com/FTL. That's how you get the 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue with you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
To your phone calls and thoughts, then, coming up, Michael Hayden. Some of you who remember the details of the Edward Snowden leaks may remember the bald-headed bureaucrat who was trotted out after the Snowden releases started coming out from the news media back in 2013, and he was just making all kinds of excuses and telling lie after lie to cover up all of the stuff to do what he could to kind of push the cat back into the bag, so to speak. Well, guess what? He's back, coming out with more statements, this time about the WikiLeaks Vault 7 releases that have just barely begun, and he's got some outrageous things to say. We'll share those with you coming up here in moments. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. It's Victor on the line in New Jersey on Skype. Hey, Victor.
Howdy. So I brought up, this came up to me in my head today, and I wanted to bring it up to you guys, too. I recently was put onto grand jury in New Jersey back in October. And I wanted to point this out because I'm aware of jury nullification. But is it commonplace
in
other states to have the process of weeding out and getting specific jurors to ask a question in a certain pattern to pull out people who know about jury nullification?
You're asking about a grand jury?
Yes, I was on trial for grand jury, so I would be the person who would, decide whether or not something goes to court.
Well, jury nullification isn't really as much of a – it's not really the same thing in a grand jury as it is in a petit jury. In a petit jury, a person who's willing to nullify, which for those that don't know, jury nullification is your right as a juror to vote based on your conscience. So rather than what the facts in the case say, you can say guilty or not guilty based on how you feel about the law itself. In the case of a petit jury, one person can hang a petit jury.
Yes.
So one person in a petit jury has a very large amount of influence and power over the way that case can go. Whereas in a grand jury, I don't know if the rules vary by state, but it's my understanding that all they need is half of the grand jurors in most places.
Simple majority, I believe.
Yeah, to return what's called a true bill, which then the indictment against the individual moves forward. So you don't have as much sway or as much power as the individual in a grand jury, but yeah, I'm sure if you know about something like jury nullification, they'll try to get you off of it.
And also, the grand juries are not determining whether or not the person is guilty or not guilty. They're determining whether or not there is enough evidence to bring forth a case.
And also, with the grand jury, you may not even, be able to testify or anything. A lot of times, your indictments are held without whoever's being indicted even being present or sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they're never present. I mean, the indictment, usually the victim or the person who the government's going after has no clue that the grand jury is hearing a case. So what was your experience, Victor?
Well, my experience was rather, it was my first time ever being in this position, and it was kind of intimidating, but I had a feeling that there were other people in the room who were aware of the same jury nullification idea that I was, and the question that they had come across when they finally came across it would pose it in such a way that it sounded more like this: could you apply the law in a way in the situation even though you feel opposite of the law? And
they asked all the potentials that question.
Yes, and in a much more elaborate, less focused way, but obviously through once you read through the words of what the judge was saying to us,
mm-hmm.
You knew that's what they were referencing. And they said, raise your hand if you had a if you felt like you could answer yes to this question. So I rose my hand, walked up to the judge and spoke directly with the judge and the other people who need to write down my responses. And they directly asked, would you again ask the question again? And I was more specific as to saying, like, okay, if this were a drug case, I would not convict a person who had simple possession or even usage. Or, I made it very specific because it seemed like this was a very dancing around the topic worded question. And it was in that moment that the judge asked me that I can sit down and call up another juror.
So wait, you sat down as in you were dismissed, or sat down as they sat you on the jury?
As they dismissed me.
Right.
So that question got me dismissed.
Yep.
It was like the eighth out of nine questions. I was almost there.
Yeah, they definitely want to eliminate anyone who's an independent thinker. They want to eliminate anybody who might have the chance of going against the grain.
But yet they don't eliminate people that are related to police officers or related to other government bureaucrats.
Well,
people that love the state, they don't eliminate.
And in many counties, it's actually the sheriff's department that literally chooses who to pick for jury duty. I don't know about grand jury duty, but they had a big thing with this in Texas and Another guy, John Moore from Missouri, had actually did a lot of investigation into this, and it was the sheriff's department was actually picking the potential jurors.
So, Victor, yeah, that's pretty common. That particular question is also not just a grand jury question. That's a fairly common question, from what I understand, in typical petit jury selection processes. So it's hard to get around that one, too, because the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association have a document that kind of suggests some ways to snake your way around some of the questions that they ask without being dishonest, because you don't want to perjure yourself in court, obviously, or they'll come at you with felony perjury charges. So you have to be very careful how you answer those questions, and I don't know of any way that you can honestly snake around that particular question. If anybody else has any ideas, I'd love to hear about it. You know, how do you answer the question of would you be able to apply the law regardless of your feeling about the law, which is essentially, in a nutshell, what they asked him.
Well, here's something, and again, this is going to be specific to New Hampshire, where in the New Hampshire state constitution, it recognizes right of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And the constitution is supposedly law of the land. So I could apply the law, my right of conscience.
That's a good point. Then you wouldn't be lying necessarily when you answered the question. That's a great point, Daryl. Victor, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, not at all. I can also attest to that police officer question, though. They asked that question, I think, four times in their eight-question series or nine-question series in several different ways. Was I related? Do I know anybody? And they were separate questions. And it seemed like that they were very concerned that if I knew or if I didn't know anybody who was a law enforcement officer.
Well, and if you do answer yes to any of their questions, they'll then ask, well, do you think you could still be fair in this circumstance? And everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, just because I'm married to a police officer and my dad's a police officer and every relative I've ever had has had a government job, of course I can be fair.
Right, and that's what I had to deal with, because my father was never really a police officer. He just carried handcuffs working for the state government in the Department of Environmental Protection, which he was pretty much anti what his job was. but he did carry handcuffs, and I surprised the judge when I raised my hand for that and said, yeah, my father carried handcuffs for this job. And they're like, that's a strange job to carry handcuffs for. But, you know, every department now seems to have somebody who's willing to push someone down.
Victor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the peek inside the grand jury system. It's very rare that we will talk to anybody who's ever had an internal experience there to know what it's like. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and I'd love to see some grand jury outreach going on here. We've got the petit jury outreach pretty much covered across all of New Hampshire, but grand juries are something that's relatively untouched at this point, so maybe that'll be coming soon. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Also, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there for $5 per month. It's money that we invest into the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, if the idea of this show with, you know, true libertarian voluntarist message on it being heard on 150 radio stations, well, we're already to that point. So how about 200? How about 300 radio stations? It's possible with your help. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin right there on the AMP page. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Charlie is in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I truly don't understand why everybody is so surprised at these revelations.
I'm not surprised.
Way before Snowden, James Bamford, in his book, The Shadow Factory, laid the whole thing out from the technical aspects to the procedural, such as FISA. And I might add, if you remember, TJ, the spy, even endorsed his work. So, You know, people want to really know what they do and how they do it. He lays it all out.
So this book you're talking about, was it considered a work of fiction or was it nonfiction?
No. All his books were nonfiction and focused on the NSA. That's why I asked TJ on air what he thought of his works, and he
right. And the only reason I ask is because the only reason I ask is because there are some people that, you know, they'll look at something written by Jules Verne, and they'll say, well, he wrote this in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, so therefore he predicted the future because predictive programming, because conspiracy theories and, you know, lizard people predictive
guy,
programming, whatnot.
Everything. I mean, there's a couple of pages of footnotes and bibliographies, and he had some really deep sources. I don't
and what's the author's name again?
In the UK.
What's
he
the author's name?
He may not last long here.
What was his name again, the author?
James Bamford, B-A-M-F-O-R-D. And
yeah, well, I agree with you, Charlie. I mean, this shouldn't be surprising news to people who've been paying attention over the years to the allegations about the government. But for a lot of people, this is going to be a shocker. For a lot of people who have sort of been living in the dark and they don't realize the level of... I mean, some people still don't even know who Edward Snowden is. I mean, so you got to remember, there are a lot of people who are in the dark about these ideas and how far the government has reached its nose into the things that... into our private lives and into our computers and into our business.
Before that, I mean, people think of the landline as being safe, but they have the ability to switch on your mic on the phone when it's hung
up. Yeah, yeah, they've had that for years. They had that they had that from way back when, you know, you had rotary phones or whatever.
Right. And people are surprised.
Right.
You know, Trump's right. He was surreal, but we all were.
Charlie, good call tonight, man. Thanks for thanks for making it. I appreciate it. It's important perspective. Like this isn't, you know, really that new information. All it really is confirmation of things that a lot of people have been saying for a long time. And it's certainly true, Jay Noon, you pointed this out, in the conspiracy world, a lot of this stuff has been floating around for, you know, more than a decade.
Well, you guys are talking about, you know, that has come out that they can control certain aspects of these new smart cars.
Mm-hmm.
These smart cars have this on-demand braking. They can steer away from things. You can push a button, and it will parallel park itself. I don't know exactly how that works, but when Andrew Breitbart had died, it was a fiery crash in his car, from what I understand. You know, the car smashed into something, and the reports were the car was speeding and... You know, it was like the driver wasn't in control of it. And this is all what I heard from Alex Jones a couple of years ago in Colorado before I got a smartphone. And a lot of times I was in an area where I didn't have service. I couldn't listen to LRN.FM mm-hmm. on a call-in. I'd be riding around a tractor listening to AM radio out there listening to Alex Jones. And he was all talking about how the smart car technology, they're able to control it. And then Brian Sovereign...
from Sovereign Tech.
From Sovereign Tech did a show... about either the 2014 or 2015 hackathon
mm-hmm.
he talked about. And the one thing I talked about is he took a high-end General Motors car, Cadillac or Buick or something, and they had it on display, and they were able to operate the door locks. They were able to disable the brakes via the anti-lock brake system and do this from a smart device. And maybe even through a satellite control, they were speculating through the OnStar you could do this stuff. They were able to steer the car because... these newer cars have all this, you know, interaction with the steering and the brakes.
Yeah.
So just like any computer, they proved that a hackathon they could get into this car. Now I can't recall if they were able to actually make the car go forward or reverse, but they were definitely able to lock the doors.
Well, right, and this is at a hackathon, which happens over a period of what, 2 days or something like that. I mean, these are basically just a bunch of hackers staying up all night and all day and trying to accomplish something. So they accomplished in likely 24 hours or 48 hours. What the CIA has managed to do over a period of years and probably far beyond. If the hackers had a whole week, they'd probably be steering a car, putting it in reverse, and who knows what else.
There's also the possibility, because something that was released in this Vault 7 was that the CIA was buying things from hackers. So there's
like
a possibility.
Like buying tools?
Well, the
tools,
CIA...
code.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant, yeah, code.
And the CIA could just get all the information they wanted from General Motors or Ford because it's not like they say no to the government.
Exactly.
I mean, General Motors and Chrysler are in partners with the government right now.
Yeah, they owe them their business.
Deal,
right.
So.
Let's go to David. He's in Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there.
I didn't know if you guys were aware of the bills that were going on in Concord today. There was some pretty good stuff that went on.
There were hundreds of bills being voted on today. I think the ones you're specifically talking about were some of the cannabis bills.
Well, bills, and some of the ones of interest to you, Pat, too, I think, like domicile, like that. I don't know. Some of the bills...
There were some absolutely horrible voting bills that wound up going through. One of them involving, as you mentioned, domicile residency went through on a party line vote. Even the supposed Liberty reps that happened to be Republicans voted for it.
I'd be curious to know why. I mean, it'd be interesting to ask them for an explanation of what went on there. But, Daryl, you're referring to...
The why is probably because the Republican leadership said, you vote on this, or we oppose you in the next election.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know, you know, if any of them would admit to that being the reason why.
No. They're never going to admit to doing what the Republican Party tells them to.
Well, I mean, have you ever asked them?
I've asked on certain things, and they're like, the Republican Party never tells me what to do.
Mm.
But then I've heard people say, if I go against the party on this or this, then they've told me that they will have somebody knock me out of the election in the primary.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons Caleb Dyer left the Republican Party to become a Libertarian.
That's right, who, for whatever reason, you said he didn't vote today on some of these bills. But
he didn't vote on anything today that I saw.
You know, the whole political process is always going to be, it's going to be, you know, win some,
dirty.
Lose some. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be win some, lose some, though.
Partisan.
Here.
It's super partisan. Even if the supposed Liberty reps try to claim that it's not partisan or that they don't do things because the Republican Party, you know, urges them to do it, I know for a fact that they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, there's going to be some wins, there's going to be some loses, and at least we have some wins here in New Hampshire because we do have some pretty libertarian state reps. I mean, your critiques are spot on, Daryl. They're not as maybe as...
They're libertarian on everything but voting rights.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's more so than a lot of, states which have no libertarian reps at all. We've got quite a few here, and that resulted in what you were pointing out, David. And thanks for the call and bringing that up tonight. I mean, well, it was in my show prep. We just wanted to start with the CIA. The great news about cannabis passing with 89.8% of the state house that was there today voting in favor of decriminalization. So it's a step in the right direction. We got more coming up here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2's on the way. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.